The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott here in the studios in downtown Reading on Market Street. Today, April the 9th, 2025, 7:05 in the morning. The news at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's here. Good morning.
Very good morning.
Only got one more day after today.
Oh, my gosh.
Moving off she goes. Yeah. So, have we got a national day today?
Yes, it looks like today is National Winston Churchill Day.
Winston Churchill. Okay. All right. And Linda is here with...
Wow, Winston Churchill. There's a whole lot of...
Blood, sweat,
but interesting and tears. Interesting man.
We will fight.
So many documentaries, so many books written about
so many
guy.
Movies. Yeah. Academy Award winning movies, in fact.
Yeah. So, a day named after him. Okay. Well, today, it's currently 49 degrees if you've gone outside. And I went out at 5 o'clock this morning, and as I do in the morning, and I take the dog out, and I always know when I go out in my robe. And I look, you know, I look at the walkway and see if it's damp and then look up. And then, of course, there were clear skies with some stars and it felt good. And I could hear the chimes, so I knew that there was going to be a little breeze. But sometimes that changes when the sun comes up. So today, if you're just poking your head out, it's currently 49 degrees. Today will be sunny with a high of 78. Glorious day. And tonight, our overnight lows are 54. Tomorrow calls for 78 once again. And the winds are calm. So, Thursday night looks like we've got partly cloudy, skies with around 55. And throughout the week, it looks like we just have these beautiful days. 76 on Friday. Saturday will be 72 and Sunday 76. Some clouds scattering in there. Beautiful week ahead of us. Outside weather, planting weather, riding weather, walking weather. Playing with your animals and being with your lovers and your loved ones. There you go. Make it a beautiful week ahead of us. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, a veteran-owned business, good friends, the Kinney family, with several generations at work under, you know, I love how they have been, corporations have wanted to buy them, but they really want to stay within the realm of how they started the business, and they're very Christ-like minded people, and they want to keep their business
local
like that.
Yeah.
So along the lines of those practices, the web, it's, and that's Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, the weather and how it's changed. You know, as you all know, Buford sheds enough hair every day to fluff up a chihuahua. But now, all the horses are starting to turn loose of their winter coats. And yesterday, Odina, when the farrier was out there, literally, when she stepped away from her when she was finished, she had, you know, white hair all over her, white and black hair all over her. And yesterday, I mean, we're taking off what you could fill up half a bucket, small bucket, but still half a bucket with the hair she's shedding. All the horses are out there. So you're seeing tons of hair blowing around the stables. It's interesting. It's also, time consuming to get it off them. You know, Paul DeNuca, Dr. DeNuca asked for crime stats for our city. And
crime stats, yes.
And Chief Barner came in and gave the stats. And when he was on the show the other day, he was talking about how much they had dropped. But the total number of violent crime and property crimes reported in Reading each declined about 21% during the one-year period from 2023 to 2024. A fall in aggravated assaults has had the greatest impact on the violent crime rate. Last year, 405 aggravated assaults reported compared to 590 in 2023. Property crimes reported was 1,500 last year, below the 2,000 reported in 2023. Burglaries dropped to 186 last year, down from almost 500 in 2023. And motor vehicle thefts dropped to 233 in 2024 from 404 in 2023. The arrests have gone up. The 2008 arrests were 9,953. 2023 arrest was 8,532, but last year they arrested 11,251 people. And this is a reflects a spike in misdemeanor arrest since they made, you know, the new rules. Plus, it's a quality of life issue, and they go after that. That was why there's a 32% increase in arrest. And Barner says, hey, I'm not slowing them down. Yeah, we've got problems with doing enough room in the jail, but this is making an impact. So in 2024, they had 109,000 calls for service, averaging about 290 calls each day. Now, that doesn't mean crimes. It could be anything. But that's and that was up 7,000 from 2023. Homicides last year, we went up from 2 in 2023 to 7. And can you believe this? This thing is doing...
Well, are you finished with that?
Scan. Yeah, go
all right,
on.
All right,
go on.
So, okay. So I think a lot of people want to, you know, that we know that we've got financial advisors right now, and we are just in this, like, teeter-totter... and people are probably like, what's teeter-totter? I mean, my generation knows what a teeter-totter is. But anyway, the new generation would be, I'm not sure what the term would be. How about, well, I could say a lot of things, but I can't say it on the air. China strikes back at Trump with immediate 84% tariffs on U.S. goods. And then Trump strikes back with, according to what I'm reading right now, Trump's response cranks up tariffs 104%. So we're having these tariff wars, and then there are people that are accusing, you know, this escalation, et cetera, is, I don't know. Does it worry you at all, Carl?
I'm sorry, I'm trying to turn on my computer again. What did you just say?
About the tariff war between China, it's pumping up, it's amping up, right, and it's scaring people, and we're having protests.
Well, there's protest, of course, and that's the people's right to protest this. But here's the articles I see. Could, it doesn't say that they have. Now, Wall Street runs scared. Anyway, and when there was a fake news thing that happened that said they had delayed the Chinese tariffs by 90 days, the stock market just went crazy up. And then the tariff wars are like this. There's already been 70 nations that have approached the United States and said, okay, let's talk about tariffs. The Chinese are... Their economy is not that strong. They've had a number of problems in everything from demographics, for having enough people, to their industrial strength. We're a huge trading partner for China. However, Japan and South Korea are sending delegations over so we can discuss this, and you know they can pick up a lot of the slack right there. Vietnam is dealing with the United States now under the tariff thing. You know, the fact is, if you read some of the tariffs that have hit us going into other countries, you know, it's like 200% tariffs, on some of them, when you look at different objects. Like in Germany, let's just look at Germany. Germany not only puts a 10% tariff on our cars, then they add this 20% VAT they have, the value-added tax. And that adds 30% to the price of an American car in Germany, which is why for every 5 German cars they sell here in America, we sell 1. Is that fair? No, it's not. So if you're going to put that kind of tariff on ours, we'll just put that tariff on yours. So you're going to pay 30% more for a German car, which levels the playing field. So, you know.
So it is a topsy-turvy. People have to come to the table.
This is not going to be solved in 30, 60, 90 days. This is going to go out. And the United States is dealing from a position of power with our industrial might here. So people have just, you know, give it a chance to see what happens. Because Congress is they're looking at it and say, if this fails, we're going to take back the tariff. We're going to take back control of tariffs. Okay, that makes, you know, all right, if Trump is wrong about this. But it's the playing field has not been level, has not been level for decades. And he's trying to level it. Unfortunately, for people, they get scared or they read things that are negative. So.
Well, just going through the headlines, and there's a couple things I want to talk about, too. One would have been a reel of watching a snippet of a female athlete, not a transgender, but, you know, I don't even know how to say this without, you know, what am I politically correct with what's coming out of my mouth? This is what happens to us in the scary moments where we just, you know, you try to speak from your heart and you're blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so she is a volleyball athlete, and more on that when we come back, because there's a headline that I'd like to tie it into. It's 7:16 in the morning here on KCNR on this beautiful Wednesday, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Also streaming on KCNR1460.com. We're going to thank some of our sponsors when we get back right after these messages.
We'll all go running. Shelter dimly lit. Take some wool and learn to knit, 'cause it's a long day.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. It's open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year's going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th, so update those calendars now and also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
All right, you know what, I just want to say thank you to Christina. We have enjoyed her so much being on our staff and our family. And we do create family here within our radio station. You know, we understand that people, you know, have families and that we help them grow and they help us grow. And so we will miss Christina. She moves out of the state, actually. Big, big move for you.
Thank you so much, and I will miss you because you are my family.
Yeah.
And it's completely true because this was the main reason why I'm here in Reading, because of the station and all my family.
You know what, when you love things, you need to let them go and let them fly. And
that is the hardest part.
That's the hardest part, but in that is a beautiful thing of new colors. I mean, gosh, there's so many poems and songs written about, you know, the fear, going through the fear and finding, and you may get there and decide you don't like it, but at least you've tried. You've been there. You've made a step forward, and it's so important. And for just human beings in general to grow, because when you're stagnant, I think you get sick.
That's true. And Slavic people also say, like Ukrainian and Russian, if you won't risk, you won't drink champagne.
Ooh, I know that's. I know, this just rings my bell in a good way. Cornerstone Community Day. Talk about, you know, celebrating. Cornerstone Community Bank is merging with Umpqua. I know we just got an email.
Plumas.
Forgive me. But they said that my card was going to be coming in the mail. So for some reason, there was a U in there in my mind. Anyway,
yeah,
so...
Plumas.
Yeah, P-L-U. Yes, exactly. Because I'm dyslexic, and we all know that I see half of the word before the front of the word.
You're what?
Dyslexic. So I see half of the word before the front of the word. I mean, it's hard as a struggle, folks, but, you know, you just get through it. So Cornerstone Community Bank is a community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals committed to providing the highest level of personal service. And, you know, when you think about that, you know, we've talked about this, the chairs where you walk in and people say, hey, Linda, come on over here, and you can deposit your check, or hey, Linda, what do you need? That's kind of nice. And I go down to the bank there on the Cornerstone Bank that's down on California Street. And it's just a cozy little bank. Anyway, doing great business. What I wanted to discuss this morning was I was talking about the reel of this gal, and I think her mother, either her mother or her coach was next to her. The elderly woman that was probably, when I say elderly, you know, just a more adultish. This guy was probably 23 or 24 sitting next to her as she was before, I think, a hearing. And she talked about how she had gone to one of the, you know, a college and then transferred over to another college. And I won't mention the college. Because I want to be correct in that, but she had talked about that she was basically having a room and tour, and she was with somebody who that everybody else knew, meaning this faculty knew, but she did not know that she was rooming with a transgender athlete. And she said that she has actually quit sports, left the school, and went through what it was to feel so betrayed, and the fact that for her, she was thinking she was with another woman, undressing in front of another woman, showering, you know, what it is to room with somebody, you know, and you're doing sports. I mean, I know what that was to travel with your show business girlfriends. You're touring. When you tour with people, it's a whole different closeness that you get because you're just, you know, you've got to be on. You have to be ready, the preparation, what did the teamwork, the, so you get to know each other with looking at each other, and she did not know that. And when she found that out and said, I was persuaded that I was chosen to room with this person. Anyway, so what it is for her to feel so betrayed. And so, you know, what about those people? Does anybody ever think about those people? And that she was told, if you go out like Riley Gaines and you talk about this, you will lose your scholarship. So basically she was threatened about speaking the truth.
That's called extortion. Yep. But she did. Yeah. You know what? You have a right to know these kind of things, and let that be the person's choice on who they want to room with. I mean, they can't force you to room with people in college. And so, and for her to say, I choose not to do this. Okay, well, if you say anything, we're going to take away your scholarship.
But she didn't know.
No, I know that. Yeah. But what I'm saying is when she did, like say you room with somebody and you find out that they, I don't know, that they smell bad. You know, they don't ever take a shower. You don't have to continue rooming with them. And so, you know, for them, once she found out and said, I don't want to do this.
That's a whole other sense of betrayal, though.
What I'm saying is that they can't force her to live with this other student. However, they should have said, you have a transgender woman living with you who is physically a man. And she had the right to know it, if nothing else. So,
yeah,
anyway.
And that when she felt this betrayal of like, wow, I was completely... okay, now, what's crossing my mind as I'm going through this, because I always go into, what's the movie? Oh, Cry, where he falls in love with this.
Crying Game?
Yeah, The Crying Game. I think that really shocked the world, but I got it. And he still loved this, whether they had a relationship or not, he still loved this person because he loved this person, you know.
He found out she was a he.
Yeah.
At the end.
And it freaked him out because...
He killed her.
No, he went to prison for something, but no, this person, okay. Anyway, so when I think about what that must have been for, because you're just in an open, trusting completely, and you have this, your own personal set of values, so they were triggered in a sense that she felt betrayed by not being allowed to have
the choice.
Her choice
to make it.
And then if she felt this, and afterwards to say, you're going to lose your scholarship, don't say anything, don't be a Riley Gaines. This is what she said on the stand. Anyway, Nancy Hill's here. Do you
What are we talking about today,
Kate?
What,
a volleyball player who...
They gave her a roommate, and she didn't know she was a transgender.
And she was on the team.
And when she found out...
Rhett Rose, Scooby.
Yeah, she was actually in the whole... You know what it is when you room? I mean, you're in theater.
Yeah.
You know, you get...
theater.
You get naked. You do the... You just are...
I don't get
You get
naked.
Ready. You get ready for the... you get ready for the gig.
I would scare people.
You get ready for the gig. You know, you just...
I got one more story in the last minute here. They did a study with 1,264 U.S. residents surveyed, and they were all asked to classify their political ideology. And the survey defined left of center as those who chose far left liberal and slightly liberal. And the group revealed that an assassination culture appears to be emerging. Some 38 of the total respondents said it would be somewhat justified to murder President Trump.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
while 31% said the same about Musk. However, for those self-identifying in the group who were more left-leaning, those numbers jumped up to 48% and 55% that it's okay to murder people because you don't like what their ideology or what they're doing. And that's kind of scary.
What's the record for any ideology?
Well,
it
wasn't clear on this. And because when it went down to, because then it went to the guy that did it said he believes results. He says it's just not going to get any better because people, you know, feel helpless. And the survey also looked at the amount of people who said it was okay to destroy Tesla dealerships, with 39% of all respondents saying it's partially acceptable, and 57% of the left of center. So that's would be everybody. Now, he doesn't give numbers on for people that are would consider themselves centrist or right of center.
I think that yeah. I think that in order for that statistic to be accurate, it should be across
the whole
board.
Thing, yeah. And, well, it says some 38% of the total respondents said it would be somewhat justified to murder President
Trump.
Oh,
my gosh.
Now, that's the same numbers you just used up here. Oh, no, that was the same ones I just gave. So, I don't, I'm not, the article just isn't clear.
And it's by John Nolte, by the way.
And what?
I don't know who that is.
It's John Nolte, and he's a novelist as well.
Okay.
But, you know, this is in one of our...
What are you talking about?
This article.
Not the one I just talked
about.
Oh,
okay.
About.
Well, the one I asked, 55% of leftists believe it's justifiable to assassinate Trump thanks to apps like Blue Sky.
This is by a guy named Jeff Harris.
All right. Well, we're both looking at the same kind of the same-ish.
Yeah, it's probably the same.
Through the lens of whoever's writing it.
Yeah.
And we have to take a break, speaking of lenses, and we will be right back.
I need lenses.
Are you all ready for a good time, for a great cause? Well, join Chicks and Chaps at Woody's on Monday, April 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. for the Chicks and Chaps Brew House Takeover. We're serving up a limited edition of Chicks and Chaps American Light Lager. And don't miss your shot at winning 4 rodeo tickets in our big drawing. Must be present to win. Come raise a glass and help our effort to help local breast cancer patients, because every sip makes a difference. See you at Woody's Monday, April 14th.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology, because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Yeah, it's time to enter. It's our last day to enter for our giveaway of the tickets for the Red Bluff Roundup. Give us a call, 530-605-4567. Give us your name and your phone number, and we draw tomorrow at 8:15. The names for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So for Friday night, and then Saturday night and Sunday. Well, Friday night, Saturday day, and Sunday afternoon. So just call, give us a call, get entered. We're going to do that drawing tomorrow. We're going to draw three names tomorrow.
And now, is the so the winner is going to get
the first
Thursday?
One will pull. No, it's Friday.
Excuse me. So
Saturday
the
and
first,
Sunday.
Okay, so they get a choice.
We will call the first one we pull. Yes, they'll get a choice.
Okay.
Then the second one will get their choice of what's left. And then the third one will get the third set of tickets.
Thank you for the clarification.
Yep. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. Been in the business 30 years, locally owned, locally operated.
Voted best in the North State.
3 years in a row. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman, stone cutters, jewelry designers, and just fabulous selections of jewelry at very fair prices. The only place we go to shop for jewelry is Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we are here with Nancy Hill from Axiom Theater.
And the Arts Council.
Shasta County Arts Council. I will pull out of this at this point.
No. I mean,
stay here.
It's really important.
I'll stay here, but I'll just listen.
So let's start with an update because people want to know what's happening with Axiom. We're going to go right there
Well,
just laid out.
We are still in the process of renovating this space. You know, everybody said, it's a little fire, but a little fire took a lot of water to put it out. And so just probably 5,000 gallons of water poured through that poor little building of ours and, smoke damage, soot everywhere. And, you know how insurance works, everybody? It's slow. It's just slow. So they're starting, the restoration company is starting in this week, tearing out and cleaning and repairing and restoring. All of our stuff has been taken out so that they can get to it. And we're excited to see the work being done and moving on from there. And we still are operating. You know, we're all over the place.
Because you have a performance running right now.
Well, actually, we're opening Antigone.
Okay.
A Greek Tragedy.
Okay.
This Friday, which is going to be really exciting, up at the ballroom at Old City Hall. We did Once Upon a Mattress last month. It was such a fun production at the Pilgrim Church. And, you know, we're moving around. We're nomads for a while.
And I like that, you know, because that's a theater troupe. You know, you get the put performance on, and if something gets wet or gets stormed out, you do it in the garage.
The kind show of like must
Judy
go
Garland,
on.
You know, let's just put up a barn, you know.
My daddy's got a barn. Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
And you make it work.
It's true. And it's, you know, you just have to keep going.
Old City Hall is just a beautiful building. And,
it is.
And for those people that are listening, you know, there is an elevator that goes up to the top floor, and it's historical. It's beautiful inside. And then let's talk about the gallery happenings underneath.
Well, this month we have a show that came about because of the Upstate Creative Corps grant, and it's Living with Fire, and it's a gal who put together this amazing show that she's been taking to different places in the community in the whole of Shasta County. It was a grant that was given to this lady to do this, and she's created a beautiful show with a video to go with it. And, you know, out of the fire, it's just like Axiom, you know, out of the fire, Phoenix arises, and that's, you know, you can make some, just even through adversity, you can make beautiful things happen.
So it's beautiful art. There's 3D art in there. There's 2D art in there, and it's just gorgeous. We did our big cultural cruise, the biggest we've had. Oh, my gosh. We had over 20 businesses and organizations involved last weekend. That town was buzzing. It was just buzzing. We probably had 500 people walk in and out of the Arts Council.
That's so great.
We had the Zine Fest, which was the young people's. It's like a magazine. You know, the old Mad magazine when we were kids.
Yes.
Well, this is sort of that underground concept that the young kids have figured out, and they call it the Zine Fest. And CJMA put it on. It was amazing. And then she ran the Red City Music Festival upstairs, and there were just kids just running around all Friday and Saturday up and down just listening to music and having a great time.
Well, that's where it's at. That's where it's at, because, you know, cultural stuff doesn't mean that you're old and stodgy. It's all. It encompasses all. Theater encompasses all.
Yeah.
I wanted to thank you, personally thank you, and I know that, Carl, I don't know if you talked about this. I don't know if I've gotten a chance to really talk about it on the air, but just a few weeks ago, we did an open call, and all the radio stations and all the media outlets, and thank you, Michelle Slay, because she sent out a wonderful press release.
Yay.
She's doing all the
media
publicity and media for the rodeo, for the Reading Rodeo, as well as Red Bluff. But anyway, so thank you, Michelle Slade, for that. Put out this. Anyway, so it hit everybody. And I called in Billy and Patrick to talk on their show about it. And so we had, and Nancy, you were wonderful. What you did is you came in with your 30, almost 40 years of experience, or probably more than that, but you were a teacher for how many years?
35.
Starting at age 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for the National Anthem Contest.
Yeah, National Anthem Contest, and you came in along with Lynn Curry and Scott Lewis, so there were the four of us as, what do you want to call it, a panel.
Yeah.
You know, and we had papers that would be how you judged it.
Yeah.
And numbers.
Yeah.
And then Carl tallied it up at the end.
Yes, Carl was my wingman.
And Carl listened to 33 national anthems.
You were happy.
It was, I had no idea that many people were going to show up. And when you tell people, we had 33 people show up ranging from age 5 to 62.
Oh, no, we had a 70-year-old guy.
Was there a 70-year-old guy?
Okay. Yeah, I remember him. He's
Okay, 70.
He was my play ball guy.
And but it was, the way you all were with each one of the singers wanted feedback.
Yeah.
Each one of them, they were just excited to get it. And you all were so nice to them.
We asked permission.
Well, what else are you gonna do? I mean, you gotta be kind.
Would you like to hear some feedback? Oh, yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it was you're very encouraging to every one of them. So.
Wow. So they will be getting, we've had to tally up these votes, so, we did make a selection. There are only two that were able to be selected for this particular, rodeo 2025. But the beautiful thing, and what's great with Nancy, is you put, a whole list of everybody there, so all of us have this list.
We have a database
for future gigs, future, even with the theater. I mean, I'm sure you said to people there, I've got an idea for you, you know, so.
Yeah. I mean, there's Colt 45. Right. There's all kinds of opportunities for people to sing the national anthem.
And or other
things, not just
opportunities.
The national anthem.
Exactly. So again, my thought is that I know some people had to wait, and they waited outside, and this is what happens when you are an open call. People think that, you know, those people that are on American Idol,
Have been through days
of waiting in line, singing live in front of people with the panel before they get to the next panel, before they even get in the room.
Yep. I've had students that have done American Idol, and what's that other one? The Voice?
Yes.
I've had a few that have gone and auditioned for those cattle. It's like a cattle call. They call it a cattle call.
So this kind of was 33 people, and there was one mom who said, can I take a video? And I loved how Nancy, you were just like, no, because when they do this, if they're selected, they have to be out there on their own.
Yep.
They have to come in here and walk out on their own. I love that, because that's what people don't understand, is that theater is the best teacher at how to buck up.
Well, it teaches you, fortitude and tenacity, if anything, when you're auditioning. You know, it's even at a community level.
Yes.
You know, you have to, we try and make it very painless when we're auditioning people for shows. You know, we actually even sit them down and chat with them and just right. get to know them a little bit because, you know, we have a saying that we cast for the green room, not just the stage. Because we want them to all get along.
I love
know?
That.
You
I
know,
love
they're
that.
They're all community and they have to be able to get along. And
can you listen? And yeah. the thing is that yeah. when you're sitting with somebody, like say you're sitting with somebody ready to go on, you need the person that's going to be the champion of the other person.
Absolutely.
And that's a personality or something that can be massaged or learned through theater about how you share the stage.
Absolutely.
Because it's not about you. It's really the sound, the lights, behind the scenes, in front mm-hmm. of the, all of it works together for the night of the production and hopefully the run every, and there's some nights in the run that aren't that great.
You know, theater's live. That's all I gotta say. It is live and there's no redo. There's no, when you're in front of a live audience, you just gotta, it's like being on the radio, you know? Sometimes we get to laughing and
it's like singing the national anthem.
Yeah.
You can't start over, but
no,
some people
no
try.
No redos. I know. No redos.
Okay. Speaking of a redo, we have a redo of a commercial break.
All right, baby.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair right here in Redding, California. Founded, gosh, 20 years ago by Jeff Wurst, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. He is truly the windshield whisperer when it comes to repairing windshields. From a small chip to cracks over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. Guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. Had my windshield fixed like 17 years ago. You still can't see this 8-inch crack in it. That's the kind of work that Jeff Wurst does. For a free inspection and analysis, take your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Everybody we know that goes down there is very, very pleased at the results of Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Axiom and the Shasta County Arts Council.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then, the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls and Bronx Bull Riding Event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Advanced Auto, Dolker Backo, Country Strong Fitness, and Red Sky Asphalt.
Good morning. We're back on the air live, and we're just talking away. Because coming up this weekend, and by the way, this is Linda Bott. I'm here with Nancy Hill.
Hey.
Thank you so much. You know, of course, she's the founder of Axiom Theater. In the beginning, we talked about the reconstruction of the Axiom after the fire and the water damage that it's going on. But you've still got a new play. Let's plug the play one more time.
Antigone on Friday night. It's really good. It's a modern take on a Greek tragedy.
All right. And then...
But it's really not a tragedy.
Well, it's nice. So you guys, I'll tell you what, and I love that theater, and so I want to make sure that, you know, whatever we have to do to fundraise and do what we have to do in ever to make the, you know, the Axiom Theater come back to life, because that was the best cabaret room.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It is back to life. It's the theater itself that is still, you know, we're working on it. We're getting there.
But the company is full forward.
Yep.
Now, a full four. So let's talk about across the street at the Arts Council. You are have a exhibit. It's something about living
after
with fire.
The fire. Living with fire after the fire.
Okay.
So it's a gal who won one of the grants from the Upstate Creative Corps. And she put together this beautiful gallery of what artists can do after the fire, and a video, too. So it's a wonderful exhibit. Come on in. We're open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4. And it's just a beautiful exhibit.
And we want you to start coming on monthly. We've talked about this, but really scheduling so you could tell us, you know,
what's going on in the air,
what you can see actually here in Reading, both on stage as well as new exhibits.
Yep.
You know, right downtown, and especially when you do the Friday, the first Friday.
Yep.
People can come out and see that. Now, upstate, you've got something coming which I love. And this is a brilliant idea, because what's happening, and that's going to be the first Friday as well, we were talking about an event, is that in many cities that have larger rodeos, and now we've gone to four nights of rodeo.
I love that.
That's a whole other, more money involved, more people coming into town.
Yep.
And I think the bottom line is we're going to see that it's been very successful. But some of the, like Reno, they do 10 days of rodeo.
I know.
And then certain places will start the whole month. We'll do things in town the whole month of rodeo. So let's now piggyback on that thought in the fact that you've got an event May 2nd.
May 2nd, we're doing Boots, Booze, and Balladry, which is going to be a night of cowboy poetry and country singing and line dancing. I have two line dance teachers that are going to come hang out with us, teach us some line dancing, and we're going to have desserts and booze and boots and, you know, get your bandana on, get your rodeo.
How much are the tickets?
We are selling, it's a fundraiser for the Arts Council.
Right. This is important.
It's very important, to help us continue with programming. It's $50 unless you're a patron. If you're a patron of the arts, then it's $40. And, you get your first drink for free and a free dessert and a lot of fun. And you get to wear your, it's the kickoff the rodeo season, and you're absolutely right. We are in the works of creating a month-long rodeo celebration in the cultural district, because the rodeo is in our cultural district.
That's right. That's right. And I love how you're becoming more involved in that as well.
Absolutely.
I mean,
so excited.
Judging, you know, being part of the panel for the national anthem.
Yeah.
Reaching out and, realizing that culturally how important, the rodeo is for our community.
Oh, yeah.
And that you're tying that in. So,
absolutely.
And I don't know, who knows, maybe I might bring out some Patsy Cline.
I think our friend Linda's gonna sing a song.
Maybe a couple Patsy Cline things.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. If Reba can do a Patsy Cline a cappella in the middle of her show.
Oh my gosh,
she'll
knock it
out
of the park.
So, you know, we gotta maybe, you know.
Yeah.
Have some inspirational.
I know.
You know.
I know.
But you've got Bill Collins who's gonna be.
Bill Collins, the Grateful Don Potter is gonna sing. Bill Collins, Daniel Hill's gonna sing. I think one of our, young men that was at, our national anthem's gonna sing, maybe two. And then we just got, I think we're, Nick Myers, he and, Jocelyn Carter are gonna do a duet. They've signed up to do that. And then, we've got some cowboy poets that we're gonna bring along and have a good time singing. We're gonna do a little raffle. We're gonna do a couple of basket raffles. Just for fun. You know, the arts are important. We, as an arts council, create in the whole county, incubate and support arts in our community. We've even taken on the Intermountain Artists from Burnie and Fall River.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we're a fiscal sponsor for them now.
Oh, wow, because that's a big deal.
Yeah, get them up and running up there in Burnie and Fall River. Boy, there's a lot of wonderful artists up there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so it's our job. We have seen a over 27% increase in arts and culture in Shasta County in the last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we got the Otis report, which has said that Shasta County is one of the three counties that have actually seen a positive growth. So,
well, that's really encouraging.
Excuse me.
There you are. There you are.
You got one job. You got one job.
Colonel,
let's get her some coffee.
Yeah,
she goes.
She's probably
he wasn't in,
I need coffee.
He wasn't in there, so I just turned off his microphone. I snuck back
there
in.
You
okay,
go.
Okay, darling.
There you go.
You got one more day. Okay, hang in there. You won't have to listen to me again for a while. I'll just call you every day and bother you.
Sounds like a deal.
You know, it's not a surprise to me, and I'll tell you why. Since I've moved here. And I heard people, you know, whining and whinging about, dude, there's nothing to do here.
I know, right?
And from the beginning, I'm sitting here looking at this going, what do you mean there's something going on here every day? Well, maybe, and part of it may be because of radio, so we're aware of these things.
Yeah.
And there's things that come up that we don't know about. We have, even with our community calendar and all the PSAs we run,
I know.
Then something else pops up and I go, when did that show up? No, this Shasta County is a hotbed
of
arts and entertainment up here.
So we are one of 14 cultural districts in the state, and we've been mentioned by the California Arts Council several times about being just one of the most dynamic cultural districts. We were even asked, John Truitt and I were asked to speak at two different economic summits, the California Economic Summit, which is a big deal down in Sacramento. We spoke to how we've grown culture in our community, and then the Northern California Economic Summit down in Chico. So just to highlight all the things that we do in our community, and you're right, Carl, I can't keep up. It's just there's so much going on all the time. And what really makes it work is all the partnerships that have been created over the last 6 to 8 years in that, you know, and I only came on board 3 years ago, and it's just been blowing up, you know, for about 10 years downtown, you know, with all the building and all the restructuring of everything. So
right, and
I'm
so
excited about that.
When people move here, I mean, what do you, like somebody was saying, I think Todd was actually asking somebody in his podcast, what's the first thing you think of taking somebody? And Todd's coming up at the 8 o'clock hour, and he mm-hmm. like looked up because he's behind the glass in the other room. And he was interviewing somebody, like, what's the first thing you think of? besides the bridge. Okay, mm-hmm. We always go to Bridge and Turtle Bay because that's like a world class. But I think of that we do have this arts culture. I would take them across the street and show them that gallery. We'd walk up and down town. I can't tell you what a kind of restaurant because there's three or four, but I have not ventured out to some new ones that are kind of on the outskirts as well.
Yeah.
I would definitely take them into the horse areas and, you know, just talk about how this is the most giving and most beautiful community. And so that's why we want to do what we can do to support you, Nancy.
Well, thank you. And we would love it. So you should come and get your yeehaw on at Boots, Booze, and Balladry on May 2nd
and
at 7 p.m.
Get our tickets where?
At the Arts Council website, shastaartscouncil.org. Come and hang out.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks for being with us.
Absolutely.
All right, Carl.
Okay, when we come back, we'll have Todd Jones, Chamber of Commerce.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. China is lashing out at the U.S. over President Trump's tariffs, and Beijing plans to boost retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. by 50%. Starting tomorrow.
The president defends his newly launched trade war, claiming the tariffs are bringing $2 billion into the U.S. every day, and dozens of nations want to negotiate.
Right now, Japan is flying here to make a deal. South Korea is flying here to make a deal, and others are flying here.
Even though some economists have warned of higher prices, the president slapped another 50% tariff on Chinese goods, raising the combined total to 104% against China. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Does the tariff issue threaten Republican unity on Capitol Hill?
In a Senate hearing and interviews with reporters this week, Republican skepticism of President Donald Trump's agenda reached a level unseen since he won the GOP presidential nomination last year. While GOP lawmakers made sure to direct their concern at Trump's aides and advisors, it still amounted to a rare Republican break from the president. Lawmakers are worried about warnings that the plans could lead to a recession.
That's correspondent Bernie Bennett. The European Union authorizing new tariffs on $23 billion worth of American goods. Floodwater should soon start to recede across parts of the South and the Midwest following days of torrential rains. Parts of Kentucky, Indiana, and Ohio were swamped.
The Ohio River at Louisville is going to be cresting this afternoon. The stage is expected to be right at 37 feet on the upper gauge, and at 68.4 feet on the lower gauge. And just for historical perspective, that's the highest crest we've seen on the Ohio since 1997.
Ron Steve at the National Weather Service. And watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 282 points, while the NASDAQ trading 19 points higher, the S&P 29 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? With mixed messages, fad diets, the quick fix injections, even magic coffee. I mean, it's overwhelming. Most people are exhausted trying to fight a battle they cannot win. If you feel this way, trust me, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and the longer you wait, the harder it gets. Do what I did. I called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition 3 years ago. I lost 53 pounds. I feel terrific, and I've kept the weight off. Make the phone call that can change your life the way it has changed mine. They won't let you fail. Call 855-696-2020. That's 855-696-2020 to schedule your consultation. The first 11 callers who mentioned the word healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call now, 855-696-2020. Mention the keyword healthy to get 2 free weeks or visit them at myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com.
One East African country pulls an about-face.
Officials in South Sudan say they will allow a foreign national entry into the country after their initial refusal to do so prompted the United States to revoke the visas of all of its citizens. A foreign affairs ministry spokesperson said Tuesday that Congolese national Makula Kintu will be allowed in the spirit of maintaining friendly relations between South Sudan and the United States. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced on Saturday that the U.S. would revoke all visas for South Sudanese citizens. He said that was because the country had failed to accept the return of its citizens deported from the United States in a timely manner. I'm Lisa Adams-Wagner.
Conservative and center-left parties are about to present a deal to form a new German government after weeks of talks.
The agreement paves the way for new leadership in Germany, with Friedrich Merz expected to become Germany's next leader. News and analysis at townhall.com. Theater owners implementing new rules with the arrival of a new movie.
Movie theaters around the world are warning young moviegoers against being disruptive during screenings of a Minecraft movie. Viral video on social media shows teenagers shouting, throwing drinks and popcorn, squirting hand cream, and destroying theater seats. A New Jersey theater owner banned unaccompanied teenagers after memes on TikTok incited destructive behavior based on lines in the movie. He said some of the parents actually defended the teenagers. In England, movie theaters have warned viewers they could be ejected if they cause a disruption. Minecraft far exceeded expectations by taking in more than $313 million at the global box office in its first 4 days. The movie stars Jason Momoa and Jack Black. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The White House says more than $1 billion for Cornell University and around $790 million for Northwestern. It's been frozen. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. In downtown Reading on Market Street, your last standing privately owned commercial radio station in the area. So...
And you know,
we're proud of that.
Yeah. And well, we could not do this if we didn't have loyal sponsors
and listeners. I mean, there's thousands of you out there, and every time we look at the numbers, we go, "Whoa!"
Yeah.
And which explains some of the problems we have around here, because we have so many people that we want to help and give time to and airtime to. But such, you know, so many people, such few times.
We learn so much. It's you know, every guest brings enlightens us.
Yeah, we're bringing
and
in
our listeners.
Okay, we're bringing in this guy that repairs hats and he makes hats.
And
I can't wait to have this guy. He was in Enjoy Magazine.
He was Enjoy Magazine.
And then there's a salsa.
Out of Cottonwood.
There's a salsa maker down here at the end of the street, and I haven't even been in there. And you know how I am about salsa. Anyway, welcome to the show. The 9th of April, 8:06 in the morning. News is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's here on her next to the last day before we kick her out of the nest and she heads north. So we're going to miss you, honey.
Our baby's ready.
Me too. Thank
our baby's
you.
Ready.
Our baby's ready. Yep. Yeah,
she's
that's
ready
right.
She's ready to go out and spread her wings.
Right. Going to go to Oregon.
That's right.
And go do work with media in Oregon. So
that's true.
Should be exciting. You will keep in touch with us and let us know how it feels, what's happening.
They asked for a recommendation. It was one of two answers, yes or no. And I went, well, this is pretty easy. Yeah. So I said yes. And that's all it did. It says, would you hire this person? Yes. So she's working for us.
And has for almost 2 years.
No matter how many times she's threatened to quit. So
we're not going to let you go.
You know what?
We're not going to let you go.
Sit down, Christina. Do you mean that? No.
Not going to let you go.
Sorry.
Hey, that's no, nothing. No. Hey, we're all in this together.
You have been great.
We're in this beautiful, what they call this messy, beautiful life together. And it's like when you watch a plant grow, every now and then you got to, just like our own lives, we get cut off a leaf that, you know, make the everything just grow even better. So I look at life that way as well. Today is going to be 78 degrees, you know, 78-80 currently, 54 degrees in the downtown studios. What a beautiful, beautiful weekend ahead of us as well. Mostly clear tonight with our overnight lows of 54. Now, Thursday calls for 78 as we progress to the weekend. Friday, 76. Saturday, 72. Sunday, 76, so we've got these beautiful, beautiful temperatures for you to be out and about. Don't you feel that spring glow going on? And we're so appreciative of the forecast. And the sponsor of this forecast has always been with us, and we love it. It's a veteran-owned business. They sponsor the weather each and every time we read that, read our forecast, and that is Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson. A locally owned business where they always strive to give veterans and seniors discounts. 365-3793. All right, let's get to it.
Okay, our guest today is Todd Jones from the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to start off by talking about tourism.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Yeah.
Because he's trying
to... I got to get my events in today,
okay.
too, though.
Okay. All right.
We can do it
later.
We've
got an hour, buddy.
We got 45 minutes.
Right.
If you can't
get... It goes by fast.
I know.
Okay. Now, the reason I want to talk about tourism is because the city of Reading and or our county and the city put together, like, what, $2 million so we can guarantee... The Denver flight,
correct.
And at the same time, we cut the tourism budget, which is, somebody said to me, that's quite interesting. So, but then we were talking about, here's Reading, 98,000 people, Shasta County, 198,000 people, and we've got like three, maybe four tourist bureaus working here.
Yes.
Three in Reading.
Yes.
And let's talk about that. The Reading Chamber of Commerce has... won the award, I guess, for being the tourism guru.
Yes, right. we are the tourism entity for the city of Reading. So we're
what
people say is it's the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Uh-huh.
We're the CVB for the city of Reading. We've had that for almost 4 years. So we started that back in 2021.
Okay.
And we have 1 year left on our contract right now.
Okay. And then there's there is Choose Reading.
Choose Reading Lodging, which is the host.
No, wait a minute.
I'm Visit Reading.
You're Visit Reading, but you are, funded by the TOT.
Correct. Transient Occupancy Tax, which is 10%, which
right.
is very average across the state of California
right.
for
right.
the hotel. Some people call it a hotel tax or bed tax.
Right. Okay. So that's how you're funded.
Correct.
Now
a
you
piece
get
of that. A piece of that. Most of it goes to the general fund.
Yes. No, I understand.
Well, it all goes to the general fund. We get some from that.
Right. And then you have Choose Reading.
Yes.
And they are funded by?
They're funded by the Tourism Business Improvement District, or sometimes they call it even a TM bid, but we always just say the T bid, which is the Tourism Based Improvement District, which has been around for, I think, I want to say about, I should know this, about 6 or 7 years, and they have an extension for another 10 years that they got approved last year, and that is an assessment district for all lodging properties in the city of Reading, including short-term rentals, where they pay an additional 2% to a T-bid. And T-bids, I will say, are very common. So Siskiyou County has a T-bid, Butte County has a T-bid,
okay.
Humboldt, lots of people.
Not arguing that at
yeah.
all. So that 2%, does that go to the city?
100% of that, 99.75% of it or so, goes to Choose Reading Lodging.
Okay, so...
The T-bid.
All right. So that just goes directly to them.
Correct.
And the city didn't get anything out of that.
They have like a very small, small admin fee, but it's very small.
Okay. So, and I understand it's like 1.2, 3 million?
It's 2%, so it fluctuates. And I think it's about 1.5 million a year on average.
Okay. And then you have the Shasta Cascade
Shasta
Wonderland.
Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association of
which
State,
is?
California, which is an, I believe it's an eight, I should know this because I was at the presentation yesterday. It's an 8-county regional tourism entity. So people pay into it. Siskiyou County, Butte County, Trinity County. Everyone pays a really, really small amount into it. Choose Reading really, I think, puts the most into that, but it's a regional tourism, and it's really like a subset of Visit California. So Visit California, which is a private 501c6, which is what a chamber is. I'm getting really complicated here. They break up the state into regions, and so that's the regional entity that does tourism for the region, and it's called Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association. It's been around since like the 1940s.
Yeah, it's been around a long time.
Long time.
Round time.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we have three, and
correct.
then I know another organization is trying to start the California Adventure or something like
yeah,
that.
Was it yeah.
California Adventure?
Yep.
Which is all of the northern state.
Yeah, I think that's kind of fallen under the Shasta County Chamber, and the presentations I've seen them
yeah.
do with the supervisors, it's pretty identical to California Adventure District. And to me, it's also pretty much identical to Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association.
Well, so here we have three different entities.
Yes.
That are promoting Reading, Shasta County, and eight other counties. Okay. So how's that working?
It's been a little bit complicated. It's been a little complicated. So the chamber, so it all used to be under one umbrella. So Visit Reading, which is the TOT funded, was part of the T-bid. So the T-bid money and the TOT money were together for many years. 4 years ago, the city council decided, we want to go out to bid for the contract for the portion that we're going to put into this. And at the time, I was on the board at the chamber. I was at the EDC, and I think a lot of us could see that the city wanted to move a different direction. And so I think it was 14 different organizations bid for the Visit Reading contract, and the Reading Chamber of Commerce won that contract 4 years ago.
Okay. So, but we still come down to the fact, so do these three organizations work together?
Shasta Cascade Wonderland and Reading Tourism and Marketing Group, which is Choose Reading Lodging, are the same people. It is two different organizations, but it's the same people, same office, same staff, all the same
people. Person heading it up?
Lori Baker leads both of those organizations.
Does she get paid for both of those?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm just wondering.
I don't know. I would say probably.
It's the same organization.
But it is two different sets of different organizations. Cascade Wonderland has a different board that's regional.
Oh, okay.
And then Choose Reading Lodging has the board made up of the hoteliers in Reading. So the top hoteliers plus a random assortment of five other hotel properties. Sometimes there could be a short-term rental person represented as well, but typically it's the top hotel properties are the board. So you have people like Ed Rollman from Best Western.
Yeah, well, Ed's always been kind of like heading that kind
he's
of stuff
He's been heading up Choose Reading Lodging for many, many years, and he's been part of Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association as well.
Yeah, and Ed's got a wonderful record here in town. Very much appreciated.
And just won from Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, he was Citizen of the Year.
Citizen of the Year. That's a really big deal.
Yeah.
I remember when Dorita Domke.
Oh, yeah.
And we were there that night, and she didn't know, and it was just so great because she deserved it. Just like everybody, I'm sure that you've chosen as recipient.
Well,
it's
chosen by the past Citizens of the Year only, so I don't have any say. Only the past Citizens of the Year vote for Citizen of the Year.
Okay. Well, look, we've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, and we were just talking about their Get Care Now yesterday. If you didn't get a chance to hear that show, what it is for non-life-threatening emergencies. But you need to go to the emergency room, you got projectile vomiting or whatever, or you're just feeling bad. You go to Get Care Now at the ShastaRegional.com website, and it's right there on the front page, and you can set up an appointment for you to come in there, and they ask you a few questions, you know, what is it? Because if it's something like, oh, I'm having chest pains, they're going to tell you, no, get in here right now, or we're going to send an ambulance. But this is a way for you, so you don't have to wait in the emergency room 3 or 4 hours. You can stay at home. You're a lot more comfortable, and then come in and be seen. It's a great program. It's called Get Care Now, and you can find it at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Just go to ShastaRegional.com, and you'll see it on the front page right there on their website. So we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Experience glowing wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Reading, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family.
Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And let me see. We're here with Todd Jones and from the Heads Up to Reading Chamber of Commerce. And we've been talking about three different organizations that do tourism here, which I knew about them,
yeah.
Kind of. I knew their names, but I didn't realize how they were paid for. And now you're going to kind of tie this whole package together. Choose Reading, Shasta Cascade, and then
Visit Reading. And so basically, I'll just kind of sum it up briefly because there's a lot to it. But 4 years ago when the TOT money, Visit Reading, was basically split out of what is now called Choose Reading, you know, we kind of had to figure it out. Jake was at the chamber at the time. Lori was still at Choose Reading, where she still is. And basically the direction that we've landed at is Choose Reading Lodging. You know, they're led by hoteliers, so they want to do things that are increasing room nights. They want more people to stay in their hotels. We also do at Visit Reading, but ours is a bit more of a holistic view. We do leisure marketing. So if you go to our Instagram page, Visit Reading, which I think is one of the best in the North State maybe I've ever seen, the content that we're creating, we're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on ads outside of our community every single year to bring people to the area. And we're talking about waterfalls and, you know, going on hikes and mountain biking. And Lori and her group, Choose Reading Lodging, is really focused on like groups in conferences and events, and they also support a lot of events. So Reading Roots Revival, they've given money to the volleyball courts at the Reading Sports Park. They've given money to the soccer park. So they're trying to support things and go after things that are going to increase room nights. And if you talk to the hoteliers, some of these events and some of these sporting events and things like that, that's what's helping bring in a big chunk of lodging. And then we're doing this leisure so we can get more of our name out there. And from my perspective at the Chamber, it's much more than just tourism. We are, in my opinion, the tip of the spear for letting people know about the region. So, of course, with my EDC background and where I'm at the chamber now, yes, we want people to come and be tourists here and visit here, but I also want people to think about this as a place to live and move and talent attraction and helping the doctors and hospitals recruit people, because we're creating a lot of this compelling content and telling people what they can do while they're here. You know, why not live here too? And of course, our mandate is really for tourism, but I think the combination with the chamber, makes a lot of sense, you know, to highlight.
Symbiotic.
And we're trying to make, you know, we're trying to get Reading's best foot forward out in the community, because we all know that you Google Reading, you're going to come up with a lot of bad stuff. So we're trying to showcase all the amazing things and reasons.
And it's funny, and it's a lot of the bad stuff is homegrown here.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
You know, one group especially.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just, it's negative.
Yeah.
And you know, negative leads for some reason. If it bleeds, it leads to the kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
But there's so many great things about Reading.
Yeah.
And it's easy to talk about it because we're watching it grow right here. But the other thing, too, is the fact that getting people here, once they're here, like, you know, we've talked to people, the reason they moved to Reading is because when they were kids, they went up to Lake Shasta.
Totally. All
and
the
they
time.
Spent every summer there, and they said, I'm just going to live here.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yes, I think, but on the tourism thing, it is so important to us up here. And so, you know, and are we touching on everything? That's, you know,
well, yeah,
are we reaching out?
I don't know if we're getting everything.
Each,
huh? Yeah. I don't know if we're getting every different, you know, there's so many reasons to come up here. Yeah, equestrian, you know. A lot of it's assets and amenities, too. Do we have infrastructure in place to support these types of things? And
well, you know, it's one of those things, if you build it, they will come. If you set up, no matter what it is, if you set up an infrastructure in the sense of where you don't spend money, but people, entrepreneurs see it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, if we do this and this and this, you know, something like a temporary campground.
Yeah.
A temporary camping sites like they have up in Sturgis when they have these 500,000 people show up, where people can bring in their RVs and their trailers and all of this and have a place to park and stay here for a week.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I know the Reading Rodeo, and we've talked about it before, is, you know, wants to expand their, you know, it's a week, but really make it into a big thing where there's parades and, you know, streets where you walk down and there's bands and open bars and restaurants and things. And you just start attracting people like that, and they can see it's a great place to live.
Yeah.
And the police department's done their part.
They have just
kicked butt this year. And all it, you know, the crime statistics have dropped.
Yeah. When I did my podcast with Chief Barner last year, you know, we talked about like that proactive policing, and, you know, a lot of the police officers, they want to be here because they want to be part of a group in a police department that's doing proactive policing, because in other parts of the state, you know, they're just kind of, I mean, they're not sitting around, but they're not doing the proactive policing like RPD does. So, you know, the mentality that Chief Barner and his lieutenants have, and everyone down the ranks, every single RPD officer I've talked to, you know, they want to do what they can, and they want to be proactive, and they want to make Reading a better place, and they want to focus on these quality of life crimes, and I think they've done a really good job of that. It makes our stats look pretty high sometimes for arrests and all those things, but, you know, they're doing their job, and they're helping clean up our streets, and I think they've done a great job, especially like the bike team downtown. I think they've done a great job cleaning up downtown. You're seeing less people on doorsteps. They're still there. I totally see that, but I think they're doing a great job.
Well, things like cars being broken into,
and
from, you know, in the hotels. I mean, that's bad.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, as soon as somebody gets their car broken, you know.
They don't want to come back.
Oh, no, they'll put it on Yelp and they'll put everything else, you know.
Yeah.
Good. Hey, I'm here with Todd Jones from the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and you've got a lot of things getting ready to start, and we're going to talk about those when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, founded 1960, same location since 1967. That's cool. This is where I've had my haircut since I moved to Reading. 2007. Never had a bad haircut. It's gone through a couple of different barbers because they age out. But the ones they have there now, Tim and Logan, are just two great guys, young guys that give great haircuts. It's not a hair salon. It's a barber shop. And I can make an appointment by calling 530-244-9478, which I set up a time that works for me, and I go down and get a great haircut and in and out. What can I say except it's man's last stronghold? Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Bathens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. And we'll be right back.
If you have something you'd like to get painted, then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy with lively Celtic and folk music, feast like royalty, and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to $17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and Skip the Lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson. And Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Kissing are waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up,
That's right. Give us a call, 530-605-4567. Enter into the giveaway for the tickets for the Red Bluff Roundup. You know, they're sold out on Saturday night, but we got tickets for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you call in, and then we're going to, when we draw the names tomorrow, first one gets his choice, a person gets their choice of Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Second person we call gets whatever's left of the two, and then the third person gets the third set of tickets. So there. So just give us a call, 605-4567, and we've got a lot of people entered in this, and they're calling again. Good. I'm here with Todd Jones from the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and we're talking about We were talking about tourism.
Mm-hmm.
And so are we ready to move on?
Yeah, I just kind of, we'll move on. I want to talk about events in a minute here, but yeah. I also want to talk about yesterday I had lunch with one of our city fathers. I won't mention who it was, but someone that's done a lot professionally and personally for this town, uh-huh. An old guy in his 90s. And I know who he is. I've known him for a long time, but I haven't really sat down with him. He's been part of the EDC. He was part of the chamber. And it was just really interesting to talk to him about the chamber when he was on the board for many, many years long ago and the perspective that the business owners that were on the chamber, and I think it's still true today, but, you know, really he was like, hey, this is our town. We're the business owners. And if we want to see something change, we've got to do it, which is something I believe in strongly as well. I mean, we do a lot of great things at the chamber, but really that ability to influence change, they would get together in a room and say, hey, what are we going to do about, Shasta General Hospital back when they used to have that? How are we going to change this thing? And they would basically just rally the troops, the business owners, and they would make the changes. And it was really cool just to hear his perspective on all the things he's seen over the years and kind of what his thoughts are today. He's still sharp and with it. And it was really, really cool. So just wanted to throw that out there. It was really cool to sit with them and hear about all the things that have happened with the chamber over the last 117 years of our history. And he's been around for many of those 117 years. So,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Yeah. He's in his 90s, so, and he's been in Reading pretty much his whole life.
Well, I have Senator Johannesson comes in, and we get together at least once a week. And it's just, you know, it's interesting to hear his perspectives on things that have happened, you know, because he's getting up there, too.
Yeah.
On the things that have happened, here at the county and the state and all that. So, you have two things. Your business confidence
survey
that you do twice a year, I think.
We do that twice a year with Golden Valley Bank, and then we also just did another one last week. We put it out, and it's still out right now. If you go to our Facebook page, you can find it in our feed somewhere. It's not on our webpage, Reading Chamber, but we did a survey. And just basically talking about, you know, what do businesses need? I think I know because I talk to hundreds of businesses. It feels like a day sometimes, but hiring, advocacy. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we found so far was advocacy, local advocacy and public policy updates was the number one thing that we have heard people say time and time again that they want. So I think we just started a government affairs committee 2 weeks ago. So that's new to the chamber. We do not have a PAC. We don't have a political action committee anymore. So we're not funding or endorsing candidates, but we do have a government affairs committee that just got started at the end of last month.
And where do you get these people from?
So it's a committee of nine. We have new bylaws, all the things to make an official committee underneath the chamber. The board of directors at the chamber still gets the final say on all policy positions. It's a 9-member committee. 8 of them right now are from the board, and one person, Mike Dahl, is not on the board, and he has been invited by our board to be on this committee. So it could fluctuate, but there's going to always be a minimum of 5 board members, and then there could be as many.
How many board members do you have?
I have 15.
Okay.
So it's a majority board members, but it's people that, again, they're plugged in to what's happening with public policy locally to say, hey, if we want to see changes and do something better, kind of like the person I met with yesterday was, we have to take the reins and do it. We can't just let everybody kind of push us around. We have to really say, hey, we need to make Reading, which is my goal, we need to make Reading the best place in California to do business. How are we going to do that? Of course, the state of California has a ton of burdens on us, but locally I think there's things that we can do to make it better for our business community to thrive here, and that's what the goal is. So this government affairs committee is going to focus on a lot of local things. We'll see what we wade into, and then some state things as well, and we're going down to the Capitol in June, and then we're going to meet with Senator Daly and Assemblymember Hadwick's staff and them as well to talk about, you know, things that we see, because we're the biggest city in all three of our legislative districts between Congress, Assembly, and Senate, and I think that we need to stand up and make sure that our voice is heard and that, you know, we're trying to fight for the betterment of our community in a positive, not always positive, but at least a practical way. So let's focus on stuff that matters. I don't want to talk about all these dumb things that are not relevant to helping our community move forward. Let's talk about policies that we can change that
our city and county, our city and county can make things.
Yeah.
So it makes it easier.
There's things we can do.
To start a business or permitting. I mean,
permitting reform.
What was the latest one that, you know, when they, I heard it was, gosh, something like a $30,000 you add to the cost of a house.
Oh, it's more than that for your impact and building fees before you put a shovel in the ground.
Yeah, and so what it does is, but this is just one specific thing adds $30,000 to it. And the thing about it is that, and then they wonder why we don't have housing.
Yeah.
And it cost, what was it, $109,000 to be considered, you know, $68,000 to $100,000+ be considered middle class. But if you're at $69,000, try and buy a house at $69,000 if that's considered middle class.
And you look at like the housing price, and it just drives me crazy every time I hear the governor talk about increasing housing. I'm like, the government regulations, the California Building Code, is what is. It's a death by a thousand cuts. You have Title 24, energy calcs, all this stuff
You've got to put solar. You've got all to put. These, it's you've all this put, dumb stuff. It's got to be electrical. I mean, it's all these things.
Yes, and materials are expensive. Labor's expensive. Yeah. I get that, but the code is making it so expensive for us to build houses, and so much of the stuff is just unnecessary. It's ridiculous.
It is.
Yeah.
And see, but that's not going to change. And then
they sit up there in
wonderment and blame it on the city and county fathers and the leadership of the city and counties. Well, you should build this. Well, we'd love to build this, but we don't have a developer out there that's going to build this because he's not, you know, he's going to have to price it.
And the markets, the markets don't work too. I mean, you cannot build an apartment complex unsubsidized in Shasta County and make money because the amount of money you're going to charge for rent is more than anybody else. And it's not because you're greedy. It's because it costs a lot of freaking money.
Yeah.
So that's why there's zero market rate apartments being built unsubsidized in Shasta County because it doesn't pencil out. It's not because you're greedy. You won't make money. You won't make money. And so that's why it's not happening. So, you know, it's market conditions, but it's also just this pile of crap, which is the California Building Code.
Yep.
Which sucks.
Yeah.
So anyway, on other stuff. Go ahead.
Any more good news?
Well, I got good news too.
Okay,
we have a lot of businesses opening. We always see in the newspaper, in the local news, we talk about businesses that close, which happens and it sucks. No one likes to see it.
You know what? I will say this about Dave Benda. Where they mention that, but he always seems like he can find a new business.
He is fine. Yes, that's true. He's finding new stuff all the time.
He's finding new businesses open, but they're not, I mean, what we're looking for is, and Jack Munn said it, looks like Amazon.
Yeah.
Is going to open up here.
Yeah. It's a long time coming.
And nothing against mom and pop stores like ours, because that's what the backbone of this place is.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're going to hire 4, 5, 6 people, and we need the ones that are going to be hiring 100 people.
Hundreds of people for that Amazon location. Yeah. And, you know, again.
Is it hundreds?
It'll be hundreds.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, I'm getting my I'm getting my forklift license.
Oh, there you go.
Job over there.
There you go.
If it's not taken by some robot.
And we need all the businesses. I mean, Costco, huge economic driver for us. The sales tax that they make, they are – I don't know this number for sure, but I'm pretty sure they're our largest sales tax driver in the city of Reading. So the amount of sales tax, they're probably making about $140 million in revenue in sales at that Costco here. So that's like $1.4 million in sales tax directly from the Costco. I love the small businesses too, but we need these. We need the spread.
And something else too, Costco's theft rate's gone way down since they started requiring people to check in.
Oh yeah, scan. Yeah.
As soon as they started scanning, their loss rate dropped a lot.
Significantly.
Wow. Yeah, because and not letting people just come in to eat.
Oh yeah.
You've got to be a member of Costco.
Okay.
Come in there and get that $1.50 hot dog,
which I love.
I've seen that before, where you've got a family of 10.
In there.
Yes.
You just follow along. I'm with them.
Yeah.
I'm with that person. So on business openings, this is a really fun story. I should have tried to have them on with me this morning. We have a ribbon cutting today at 11 a.m.
Saw that.
And it's at Aquaterra, which is water cremation.
I want.
What?
Please. You should come.
No,
at 11 o'clock.
I can't.
Oh, you're going
I'm
to
I'm delivering
piano.
A piano.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I need their information. I want to bring them on.
Yeah.
And talk
yeah.
about their business.
It's amazing.
It's water cremation, not fire cremation.
Water cremation, and they're both from here. So, Chris Valencia is a doctor at Mercy. So he's a physician. He's an MD. And then his wife, Bryn, they started this operation. It's odd. You know, you're talking about, it's a crematory, but it's a water cremation. I've been to their facility. It's at 835 Commerce Street, which is like right there off Hilltop, kind of, yeah. It's on the south end, kind of across from like C.R. Gibbs in that area. It's a black building. It looks,
I'm trying to visualize. Yeah. I cannot even, I have to look it up.
So here's basically,
how does it work?
So basically how it works is they have a vessel, is probably the best way to call it.
Okay.
It's a vessel. It's a big stainless steel vessel.
Okay.
You could fit one body at a time, obviously.
Yes, okay.
Obviously. And it goes in there, and then in 4 hours, they put a base in there. So it's not acid. It's a base.
Okay.
And it will, they kind of gently rock the body.
Okay.
Hopefully I'm doing justice to this if they're listening. And then in 4 hours, you're only left with pure bones.
Okay.
So all of the tissues and fats and organs and all that stuff basically gets dissolved and goes into a tank that they dispose of. You can take it if you want it.
Yeah.
They dispose of that, but then you're left with the bones, and then they grind the bones. This sounds really morbid, but
no,
it is.
No, because it's like what happens with our bodies afterwards. Yeah. They either go in the ground in a wooden, the old days wooden crate.
Right.
And then cremation. And some people, very religious people, do not like the idea of the burning of the body.
Yep.
So then what's the alternative?
Yeah, water,
okay,
water
so
cremation.
I want to hear all of, so not more
grind,
than me.
So then they grind the bones into
then
a powder.
Then you're left with powder, so it's not
so you can have an urn.
You can have an urn. They sell urns there. And if you walk into this place, think of it like a restoration hardware meets an industrial building. And in the back, they have the actual operation itself. And so they have a cooler and a van, and they pick.
And what's it called? Deceased.
It's called Aquaterra.
Well, we're gonna have him on the show.
And yeah, I'll have him on.
Spend a half an hour talking about this.
It's eco-friendly. There's no emissions.
Yeah.
Oh.
And again, in 4 hours, you're left with just the bones, and then you don't have ash. You have to take like a powder, basically. They also do pets. So they've done a couple dogs for people.
And now here's the other thing. It's a lot less expensive.
It's a little bit cheaper. I don't know how all that pricing structure works. I don't know how it all works, but it is cheaper. I don't know how the model works.
Right.
But again, it's a really interesting space. And you know, the one thing that is certain is none of us make it out of here alive.
Nobody
no, we don't. And you think about they call it the cremains.
Yeah.
But the remains, and then you know, there's religiously dust to dust, ash to ash. I mean, that's what you know. We're all when we exactly.
Yeah.
So you think about that alternative. And I'm just curious, I'd love to know the history of who founded it, why they founded it, and then of course people are going to want to know what that, not the acid, but the ingredient
base. It's mostly water.
And it's something obviously that breaks down tissue.
Exactly. Right. Then you're off. It's a really, really cool process. So it's open to everybody, obviously, if you want to come. It's 11 a.m., 835 Commerce Street.
Today.
Okay. Today.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with maybe a different subject. Yes.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year is going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, amazing unique vendors, and tons of chances for you to win with the Poker Walk and Raffle City throughout the day. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th. So update those calendars now and also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com. Okay, to recap, Cool April Nights starts on Friday, the 18th. Goes for the next 10 days through April 27th, with the big cruise happening on Friday the 25th and the biggest show and shine of them all on April 26th. We'll see you cruising this April.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here, inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
And welcome back to this Wednesday edition. How are you? Did they play the hump day thing and did I miss it?
Oh, yeah, it's Wednesday.
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
I know.
It's
we may have to play that.
Okay. Wait. We're here with... Are you going to play it?
I will need a minute to find
it. Oh, okay.
We're here
okay.
with Todd Jones from the Redding Chamber of Commerce. We've been talking about tourism. We've been talking about new businesses opening.
Mutton busting.
Mutton
busting. Yeah. So, Ted Bambino, if you're listening... I put my son Tanner in, who's 5 and a half, at 9:05 a.m. on April 1st, and we went last year to watch Slack, is what they call it, right? I think.
Right.
Mutton busting Slack on, at the steak feed.
At the steak
and
feed.
And he could not wait, but last year he was only 4. So he's like, I'm doing it.
Oh.
So I'm, fingers crossed.
He's
the president of the
Rotary.
Yeah,
but it's Tim Morlock.
And there's committees.
Right. Yeah.
We've definitely learned that there's major committees if that's their job.
If you get it at 9:05 on the first day it opened, I'm pretty sure you're in it.
I hope so. He's excited.
He'll get back to
you. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Well, it is. You know what? They have to cut it off at 150 entrants. That's all we can handle on steak day.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're out there.
I went last year. It was crazy. Oh, all the kids.
Oh my gosh. And the kids love it. And what we look for is kids that one can stay on, but kids that will not freeze up at the last second.
Yeah.
That's the big thing.
Yeah. My son, we watched a lot of videos and we were there last year at the slack.
You haven't bought a sheet for him to practice with?
I should. We have two poodles, but I think the poodles would get pretty mad. They're only like 35, 40 pounds.
Is he going to ride backwards?
No.
Or
well, I've seen kids do backwards really well.
Seems that works. But I've seen other kids.
But I feel like the neck is such a bad thing to hold
on
to. But
what you got to do is, because when we put them on, we tell them, reach down and grab hold and then lock your heels
legs
in. And then get down right in the middle. And because if they're leaning one side or the other, that sheep's going to come out and jump.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, it's really...
It's so fun.
Like I said, had to limit it to 150. We've got way over 150.
But now with four nights of rodeo, you got four nights. So 48 kids are going
to... That is, we love, and we can't wait to hear what the numbers are next year as we have you come on to talk about like the uptick. And maybe people that have come through the rodeo this year never have experienced it before.
Yeah.
And
spend money in Reading, stay in Reading, love Reading.
Yeah. And we can, right? We'll track some of that on the Visit right. Reading side. We'll track some of this mobile analytics and credit card spending and where people go and where yeah. they're coming from and all that kind of stuff. The one thing we can't track is exactly where they stay.
Okay.
For a hotel, but we know it's a huge event. We love it. We can't wait.
Now you have another ribbon cutting.
So we have another ribbon cutting, which this is another cool one. We've been having about a ribbon cutting a week right
wow.
now. Last
okay.
week we had one at the Holiday Market on Shasta View.
Yeah.
We had over 200 yes. people for ribbon cutting, which is huge for us, but long anticipated. It's a yeah. beautiful store. They did such a great job developing that area. Again, I talked to Brad, who's the president of North State Grocery, which Holiday's under, and we talked a little bit about permit challenges and cost, and you know, they're paying millions for some of those improvements on that area. So
wow.
it's a pricey
millions to the state,
to the city for you know traffic improvements, future roundabouts, yeah. curb and gutters, you know stoplights, all
right.
these things, and you know I think there's a better balance to find there. It's pricey. I mean, they're gonna be okay, and it's a great store. But golly, it's expensive. Just before you even put a shovel in the ground, you're paying a lot of money to get a project like that off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that was a great ribbon cutting last week, and then next week, so we have that Aquaterra water cremation today at 11,
okay.
and then next Tuesday is at Honeymoon's Kitchen, which is in the former Moonstone Bistro location.
Oh.
Yeah.
So tell us about this place because what are they got?
Honeymoon. Honeymoon's Kitchen, and it is
the way I heard it, I thought it was Hung Moon.
Hung Moon.
It was going to be Chinese. Yeah.
No. Honeymoon.
Honeymoon's Kitchen, and it's operated and owned by Joe and Kate Wood, who started Bantam Kitchen.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Bantam Kitchen's over on Hartnell.
Right.
They have like a cult following. It's
super
good.
I've been there before.
They're opening at the Public Marketplace this summer, and then they just are opening on Tuesday officially. They are opening Honeymoon's Kitchen up at the Moonstone Bistro.
And all
location.
This is locally owned, locally
operated.
Owned,
and they're
operated,
wonderful
yeah.
people.
Entrepreneurs.
Wonderful entrepreneurs, great restaurateurs. Super exciting for them to open that facility. And I know the people that are on the west side of town, they are super excited to have something back in there. They make really, really good comfort food. I don't exactly know what's on the menu at Honeymoon's Kitchen.
Okay.
But I've been to Bantam several times, and they make exceptional food. And so that ribbon cutting is next Tuesday up at that former Moonstone Beach
okay.
location. I think that's probably at 11:30.
Okay, 11 o'clock, 11:30. Now, would they have tasty bites and stuff like
that? I'm pretty sure they're going to have tasty
bites.
Oh, good. They have
so
the full liquor license.
And then they're going to show you like what the menu is. Here we are, baby. We're open.
Yep.
Ribbon cutting. Fantastic.
Yeah, so that's going to be really fun. So we're really excited to see all these new businesses open. And there's just always more. I mean, again, we have a ribbon cutting. It feels like every week.
Oh, wow. Right. Oh, we have something to play right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is. Guess what day it is.
If you're just tuning in.
Anybody? Julie. Hey, guess what day it is. Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yeah. Okay. You know, we played it for a while, and then we didn't play it, and then Sheriff Mike Johnson came in, and he had heard it, and he goes, you're not playing that anymore. And so that's what started it.
Oh, yes. We have to have it.
These ribbon cuttings are such good news because it's local businesses mm-hmm. starting up and they're competing against national franchises.
Yeah. Which and we love our national franchises in Reading.
Yeah. And it's one of the things is you buy local, stay local. Then you go to your franchise.
Right.
Well, a lot of times, the franchises are owned sometimes.
A lot of times by locals.
By locals,
yeah.
like Jersey Mike's,
yeah.
by the Mills,
yeah.
and who do so
yeah.
much for our community.
Yeah.
And then you've got just the national franchises here, but then you've got the big box stores. If you can't find mm-hmm. it local, then you go to the big box stores because of tax
yeah.
receipts, and they're hiring local.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you look at, Bobby Bird owns the Chick-fil-A on I-5. It's the one by Costco. He opened up last fall. He came to town in July, came and met with me when he first moved to town. Great guy, great family. I know Ahab as well, who owns the one on Hilltop, but, Bobby opened up and it's just such a cool, you know, he's an owner operator. So he has his own company, his own corporation. He's hiring, I think he hired 80 people. And, you know, he's got a lot of the burden. Like, yes, he's operating Chick-fil-A, which is a very successful model, but he still has the risk. Ahab has the same at his location on Hilltop. But both of these guys, great people, generous people, hiring people. People like to work there. And it's a great place to build up young people as well. And, you know, they do a lot for us too. So again, I love the small businesses, but I also totally love these national guys that are running.
Like In-N-Out.
In-N-Out, yeah.
In-N-Out.
But we've never had a bad experience at In-N-Out. Ever.
I want to go back to Jersey Mike's and the Mills.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Gosh, there is a lot of money for the community.
One whole day of receipts go into Carrying Heroes. One whole day of receipts. Think about that, how much money that
they
is.
They support our veterans.
You know, to go there to support a veterans organization. And this is not the only thing they do.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they've got, they do this, I don't know, 3 or 4 times a year.
Do they own the other location, the new one, by Costco? Yeah,
it's up there by Costco.
There's one by Trader Joe's, and then there's one by Costco.
I don't know if that's theirs too, but I can't imagine that they, you know, that they let somebody else.
Usually have a territory.
Yeah, they've got a territory.
Except for Chick-fil-A.
Oh, is that
usually
right?
Have territories.
Well, Hooters did.
Oh, are you, did you try to bring one of those to town?
Well, I was just looking into it, and you can't just get one. You got to have three.
Yeah. It's a big investment.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about Joe Wong. And
you know, then they just went bankrupt.
Hooters did?
Hooters went bankrupt.
Well, they had an airline for a while too, didn't they?
Yeah, it's called Southwest.
Well,
yeah, but you think of Joe Wong, and again, you know, rest in peace, Joe.
Yeah,
he did so much for this community.
Oh my gosh!
And he had all these franchises all up and down the state, in Oregon and Washington, and but he did a lot for this community, and he hired a ton of people. And
you know, real quickly, have you seen any statistics since this $20 an hour? I've been reading articles that it has just hammered the employment of people in fast food franchises because they're going to AI.
Yeah, it's tough. I haven't heard any studies on or any numbers on that, but, you know, wage pressure is real and it's kind of affecting all industries. It's tough.
Taco Bell went to AI when you come in and give your order. Oh, I got into an argument.
2 in the morning.
Right away.
Yeah, perfect.
I've got an argument.
Yeah.
What do you mean you can't put beef on a bean burrito? Yeah. And then the guy interposes, we can. He said, but you got to ask for it like this. And I went, I do? He goes, you have to say add seasoned beef.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. I know. Hey, Todd, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
And you know what? Reading, we're moving forward.
Let's
be positive.
Yeah.
All right. Gosh, we'll be back tomorrow with Simpson University and more. Have a great day, and God bless America.
There ain't no easy way out.